Hey, this is Leon DePria, the founder of Encounter Churches, and you are listening to Encounter Now Podcast. I hope this message inspires you, empowers you, and builds your spirit. Enjoy. Welcome to Encounter Now Podcast. In this morning's broadcast, we're going to look into why you feel burnt out or worn out as a believer. Why do you always feel worn out or burnt out? That's the question. It's going to be a powerful session. I'm looking forward to see you. Welcome to Encounter Now. And I want to speak, as I shared in the opening, that we're going to discuss on a, I think, something that every believer or Christian can relate to, and that is to feel burnt out or to feel worn out. You see, when the feeling of burnt out and worn out comes, we try to, or we tend to think it is because of hard work or because of some medical condition, when in fact there is a very different point of view or angle that the Word of God looks at it when we look at spiritual truths. You see, when we get into spiritual warfare, when we get into our Christian life, whether you like it or not, whether we like it or not, we are put into a warfare. We are enlisted into a warfare as a soldier. It's not something we have given permission to. The day I give my life to Christ is the day that I've been enlisted as a soldier of God, a soldier of the armies of heaven. You see, we have an enemy that does not work to come in front of you so that you can see, but wait, this is the devil and I need to back off. No, the Bible says he comes as an angel of light. Goes further, he will deceive us, seduce us. He comes as an angel of light. He will throw things at you. And he has three major areas of attacks. Number one is persecution. Number two is temptation. And then number three is accusation. Not necessarily in that order. In fact, if you want to go in order, is that number one is his first level of attack that Satan throws against us is the area of temptation. Once you pass that and you become stronger as a Christian, as a spiritual believer, he then begins to throw at you what we call persecutions. Now there are physical attacks, people hitting you, stopping you, or persecutions to trying to, you know, as a minister, as a prophet, as a preacher, coming to meetings to try to stab us or attack us physically. People screaming, insulting, swearing, your family persecuting. These are persecutions. That is the second level of attack. You see, if you still struggle with temptations, that means you are still at the first level of attack that Satan is throwing at you. Once you pass the second level of persecutions, we get into a realm of accusations. You will see how Jezebel destroyed Naboth by one accusation, false accusation. We see how the prophet Elijah has been chased to a cave, gave up his whole ministry and wanted to end his life because of one accusation from Jezebel. You see, accusations is powerful, and the devil uses accusations as one of his biggest weapons in his arsenal that he uses against the saints. And that level of attack, accusations, causes us to feel burnt out or worn out. Let me read to you here. Let's go first to why do you feel worn out? Why do you feel burnt out? Let me read to you Revelation chapter number 12 and verse number 10. Revelation chapter number 12, verse number 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Do you know that the devil accuses you in front of the throne, God's throne, day and night? He has the ability to get into God's presence and bring an accusation against you. That is why I always say, when Christians takes on a part to accuse other believers, accusing ministers or ministers and preachers accusing one another, brothers and sisters accusing one another, accusing. What is an accusation? Accusation is simply saying that person did this or that person is doing that. An accusation. Accusation doesn't have to be false. You see, an accusation that comes against you is always some level of truth in it. there's always some level of truth that's been distorted and twisted or blown out of proportion, exaggerated. We like to use the word false accusations, but it's not really false. It's an accusation that became false because it's exaggerated. But there's an accusation. You know, you can never say one of the keys to deliverance. When the devil tells you that you are holy and you are sinless, through a person who is doing deliverance on that, or say you have a lot of power, that is one of the greatest keys there, or greatest areas where you will fall. When you do a deliverance and the demon says to you, you have power, you can do this. You know, you are such a holy Christian. I've seen believers, they fall into this trap. Then they believe the demon, and then that demon has power over them or over that deliverance session. And, you know, usually your deliverance ministers will fall into a realm of pride. But anyway, I want us to get back to accusation. You see, I want to read a scripture. I just read to you now how Satan becomes the accuser. When we as Christians take on the role of an accuser, it means we're taking on the job title and function of the devil. I am one of those who firmly believe we are not called to accuse one another. We are not called to attack one another. You know, we are not called to point out mistakes of one another. You know, accuser of the brethren is a title that is given to Satan. That's why. Wives must watch out. You know, you see wives accusing their husbands. And husbands, when you talk to husbands, all they talk about is their wives accusing, and they're accusing their wives. When you speak to the wives, all they do is they accuse their husbands, even their unbelieving husbands. And that accusation destroys. You know, what accusation does is it clothes you in a garment with feces. I want to read you a scripture in Zechariah 3. Now, I'm still going to get out to the worn out and burnt out part. You're going to see how the devil uses this weapon in his arsenal to wear out the saints, to burn them out. You might just wake up, or after a long journey of Christianity, you know, you're in the ministry or you're serving in a church, you're going out radical and you're just feeling worn out and burned out. Accusation. And how do we deal with this? It's what we're going to get into tonight, you know, today. So I want to ask you, if you're enjoying this podcast so long, we're halfway through, but if you're enjoying it so far, share this with somebody, give it a like, share it on your social media, follow us on encounterchurch.co.za, even leondeprier.com. You can follow our ministry, but share this podcast. Why do Christians continually feel worn out? I want to read to you Zechariah chapter number 3, verse 1. Listen to this. Zechariah chapter number 3, verse 1. Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. Indeed, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? Now Joshua was clothed, listen to this, Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and standing before the angel. And he spoke and said to those who were standing before him, saying, remove the filthy garments from him. Again he said to him, see, I have taken your iniquity away from you and will clothe you with festal robes. Now listen, when the Bible says filthy garments, the word filthy there means, literally in the Hebrew, means excrement or dirt. So we see that Satan stands at his right hand to accuse him. Satan is there in the throne room of God, in front of his throne, accusing you. But when he accuses us, he makes our garments filthy. He throws us with dirt and excrement. You see, when I accuse another brother or a sister, I'm throwing them with excrement continually. I'm throwing the pieces of excrement and filth and dirt, that when people look at them, people can see dirty clothing. So now what I've painted them with, that is what people can see them. You see, this level of accusation destroys ministers. This level of accusation destroys great men of God, up and coming young ministers. I made a decision right from the beginning of my salvation, and it's a journey that I've been in. I believe, especially the first few years, God taught me a lot of things, a lot of mistakes I made. As a prophet now, we have churches all over. We have planted Encounter group churches. We travel, I've traveled itinerantly to different nations. We've seen revival meetings, conferences. I've seen the Lord use me and those around me greatly. But I've also seen those that are my age that were taken out of ministry because of the lips of other Christians or their accusations. It's not even the words that kill. It's the spirit behind it that poisons your spirit when you listen to it or you open up your ears. You know, Paul tells Timothy about regarding the division that took place in his church and the gossiping, and he gives Timothy instruction. He says, you know, those who are sharing these heresies, he says, it's not only destroying them, but it's also destroying and bringing destruction to their hearers. If you just listen to a word of accusation against you, it is poisoning your spirit. That's why I put gatekeepers in. I don't allow myself to hear other ministers speaking against me. Because what if God wants to use me one day in the future to minister or prophesy to them healing? And I have this in my spirit where I'm upset because I heard them speaking or accusing me. The best way to protect yourself from the accuser is not to confront it, not to attack it, but to close yourself off and refuse to listen to the accuser of the brethren. I want us to go to Daniel chapter number 7, verse 25. Listen to this. Daniel chapter number 7, verse 25. And he shall speak. Who's he? The accuser, the devil. And he shall speak great words against the Most High. And he shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And think to change the times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until the time and times and dividing of times. Now listen to this. He shall speak great swelling words against the Most High. Then goes on, and he shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Daniel 7 verse 25. When fellow believers, other ministers, when brothers and sisters, or when the devil comes and accuses you, what he does is he uses great words to accuse you, to wear you out and to discourage you. When those words hit your spirit, it wears you out, it burns you out. Hence, you feel the feeling in the natural of worn out or being burnt out. I want to encourage you, silence yourself off from any accuser. Silence the accuser by living a life that is in the secret place. You're listening to God only. Don't open up your ears to the voices of man, even to the voices of accuser comes through friends and families. And close your ears off to the voice of the accuser. The accuser of the brethren will always be there. The way he gets to you is through the bodies and lives of believers. How did the accuser get before the throne of God? I understand theologically we can open this up, but let me just speak to prophetically. How does he get to before the throne of God? He gets into the body of believers and accuses other believers in front of God. So let's not be Christians or believers who are throwing excrement or filth or dirt on others to paint a bad image. But let's not put the function of the accuser of the brethren, the function of Satan's name upon our lives. I teach everybody around me, always honor men and women of God. You don't want that curse to come on you, on your family, where you're speaking against anybody's anointed. It doesn't even matter if they've made a mistake, or if they sin, or if they're currently in a sin. It doesn't matter. God hasn't called us to accuse him. You see, because when we speak, like how Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses, they spoke about a sin that he was in, a mistake that was in his life, but they were touching the anointing. And that is what we are doing. I've seen people, even TV shows and so on, coming against us. False reports, false articles, false things coming against us. But a lot of times I've seen Christians do it. And it's like a bus would hit them for 6 months to a year. They would be out afterwards and they don't know why. It's because you accused the brethren. Don't take on the job function of the enemy. So why are you worn out? Accusation. Possibly. Accusation. Why are you burnt out? It's possibly accusation. I want to pray with you right now to break the power of the words of people and the condemning tongue of men that is upon you. Every evil word spoken against you that will be broken off by the anointing right now. That Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, everyone that listens and sits under the sound of my voice of this podcast, may the anointing oil destroy the yoke. May every word of accusation, every word of condemnation, every negative curse, every word spoken out against them to wear them out, to burn them out. I pray for the oil and the anointing to wash them clean, to break the power of those words. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. So don't listen to accusations. If you enjoyed this podcast, again, I want to ask you, please share it with your friends and family. Share it on social media. Visit and follow us on leondeprayer.com, encounterchurch.co.za. Can't wait to be with you tomorrow morning again. God bless you.